you can't joke with. All of those things. You tell him, don't be so.
Oh. I don't like to meet with that kind of a person because I like jokes and fun. One that you can't joke with, and you can't pull a joke on or anything like that. They are high-tempered.
What about someone
they take exception to what you say rather than trying to know what you mean. They put a different meaning on it.
They take exception to what you say rather than trying to know what you mean.
They was real sensitive to that person. You say, well, on that subject, he's still awfully...
sensitive, yes, okay, or touchy.
Okay. And say if someone was about to lose his temper, you tell him, now just...
Calm down. I didn't mean anything bad.
Okay, or just keep...
keep cool.
Okay.
Calm down.
Say if you've been working very hard, you said that you were very...
tired.
Okay. Any other words for... or if you were very, very tired.
Exhausted.
Okay. Or you might say, I'm just completely...
oh, the odd expression, I'm pooped.
Okay.
I'm completely pooped.
Okay. Or completely
worn out.
Okay.
I'm completely pooped.
Say if a person had... came home early from school because he...
was punished.
Yeah, or he wasn't feeling well. All of a sudden, he...
he became ill.
Okay, or using the word sick.
Sick.
Huh?
He felt sick.
Okay.
He became ill.
And you say, if you hear someone was in the hospital, maybe you'd say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it that he...
took a relapse.
Or would you say took sick, or...
well, he was already sick if he was in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And if he got worse, it was a relapse, wasn't it?
When it first hits him, you'd say...
he became sick. I don't think you would say he took sick.
What would you say?
He became sick.
Okay. Said
when you, if you took something, you to me, you would be picking up something. You took the book.
Uh-huh.
But if a person, how are they going to take sick?
Would you say he got sick?
He became sick.
Okay.
Or he felt sick. That's the way I would think of it.
What about, say someone had gone outside and got overheated and chilled and came in, you know, it was pretty bad weather, and his eyes and nose started running and started...
he had developed a cold,
okay.
A bad cold.
Would you use another word besides developed?
He caught a cold. Now, why, how in the world are you going to catch a cold? You were going to run after it and catch it? But that's the expressions that are used. He caught a cold.
Okay.
Like it's something out down there and you reached out and took it. Caught it. Like catching a baseball.
Yeah.
Like it's something out down there and you reached out.
It affected your voice, you'd say that you were...
like horse.
Catching a baseball.
Okay. And to do that, you say you've got a little...
cold.
Or when you go like that, you say you've got a little...
your little horse.
Okay. Or that's a...
cough.
Okay. Say, if you can't hear anything at all, you say that you were...
deaf.
Okay. And say if you got someone some medicine and went in there, and medicine was still there, you might ask, well, why haven't you...
why haven't you already taken your medicine?
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Okay. I had a spell called Cartina. I was about 14 years old, I guess. Scarlatina, that's a type of fever. And you just, you get red, you're completely red almost, flushed with fever.
Red.
And Mama had to be out in the garden gathering some turnip greens, and nobody else
Mama
here.
Had to be out.
And a man came in
nobody
that was born an idiot. You know, never had good sense.
Man,
and